I guess there's a plan for all of us. I had to die twice just to figure that out. Like the book says, it works its work in mysterious ways. Some people like it, some people don't.
Yo, 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 what up? This is the Clash of the Titans podcast, and I'm Black Galactus.
And I'm Beans.
And today, we're talking about video games.
And comic books.
And it's going to be such a great episode. If you guys heard the intro, we're doing a little thing for the people who can guess that intro skit, what movie that's from. And if you can guess it right, send us a video message with where that came from. We'll shout you out in the next episode. That's all we can do right now, because we broke. We ain't got no money. Like niggas just getting by, you know what I mean? So, today is upcoming stuff. Things we recommend, both video games, comic books. Beans has a list of great video games coming out. I got a list of comic books for people just getting into comics because of, you know, DCU and MCU. And it's going to be amazing. So we're going to start with Beans and his video games, excuse me. What we got first, Beans? What's coming first?
Well, what's coming first is a game that's everybody's been waiting for a very long time. Days Gone. You know what I'm saying? Can't go wrong with the zombie game.
Mm-mm.
Shit is litty. But what I got for this is, I got the character's name. You know,
what's the main character's name?
Deacon St. John.
Deacon St. John.
Frost! Ooh, wait. You don't want a nigga like that coming after you.
Nope.
Crazy shit is the nigga before that was a bounty hunter.
So before the world went to pieces, your main character was a bounty hunter. So Facts. You already know you got skills, survival skills, yeah, arresting wrong. Skills.
Mm-hmm.
You got all kinds
shooting
of skills.
Shooting skills.
Dog
that.
Skills. Bounty hunters do everything nowadays.
Shit is crazy, bro.
So, as far as the map goes, being... Oh, we're not even going to get into that. First of all, who where's this game coming from? Like, what's the predecessor?
Like who made the game? And,
yeah. Who made it?
The creators and the writers, John Garvin, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy shit is, that's the same person who made... Like, he wrote for Uncharted and the Siphon Filter games I used to play back in the days.
Uncharted and Siphon Filter.
Yeah.
Now, I've played Uncharted. Beans was a big Siphon Filter guy. I was never a big fan of shooters, but Siphon Filter was like high-tech James Bond shit.
Yeah, high-tech, right? CIA, secret agent man.
Secret?
Archer shit, you know what I'm saying? That type of dude.
And he seems really excited about this game. And that's...
Because who doesn't love a good zombie game? You know
what I'm
saying?
All right, so as far as the zombies go, linear story, or are we talking about completely open world zombie game type, you know?
I'm going to say in between both. It looks like it's both.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm a real big fan of the open world zombie games where you can just go around and do whatever you want while killing zombies. But
and when was there a good game like that?
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. Undead Nightmare is the closest I'm getting, and that was the Red Dead Redemption expansion around the time I stopped playing video games too much.
Right.
And that was really awesome. You had limited ammo, like in a real zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. You had a zombie friend. It was pretty cool. So I'm really looking forward to Days Gone because I've seen a trailer, dude on top of the tower and running through
all
of this stuff, knocking down stuff on zombies, jumping over gates and stuff.
Right.
Some guy tried. You looking for some guy in the beginning of the trailer. You find him. He falls into the zombie.
Did he like rob you or something
like
that? Yeah,
it looks amazing, guys. So definitely be sure to pick that up. You got a release date on that, Beans, or is there no release date yet?
Well, the release date I got is the year 2019. That's all I got.
Just 2019. All right, so within the next 2 years.
I think
years,
it's like coming in December of 2019. You know what I'm saying?
To be modest, we're going to put that release date sometime between now and 2020. December 2019. So going into 2020. We're going to be modest with it. All right, so that's Days Gone, guys. Go get that, 2019. Beans.
What's up,
number two.
This is the game that I want to get.
Uh-oh. I know what this is.
And I've had every one. Every single last one of them.
Tell them.
God of War.
Tell him.
God of War.
Hit him with it.
God of War.
4.
Woo!
Let's do this.
This is the 8th installment.
This game is a teenager.
This 8th installment, bro.
13 years.
8 games. It's a whole different game.
Yes.
You're following.
First, read them the game so they don't know we lying.
What you mean,
read them the titles of these games, all 8, so they don't think we over-exaggerate.
So the first one was God of War 1, which is 2005.
Hit them with it.
God of War 2 was 2007.
Mm-hmm.
God of War Betrayal was 2007.
Yes, it was.
God of War Chain of Olympus for PSP.
I had that.
Was 2008. God of War 3 was 2010.
Uh-huh.
God of War Ghost of Sparta was 2010. Mm-hmm. God of War Ascension was 2013, bro.
Ascension, 2013. That was the last God of War game to come out?
Yeah.
Now we got God of War 4.
Yes.
That's a lot of games, guys. This game is like going into high school. It's like 13 years. One more year and it's going into high school type stuff. So that's an old franchise. Great franchise. Every game, every God of War game I've played is amazing. Such a great backstory, such symbolism and things inside of that game.
It is.
And this one is not Greek mythology. You destroyed the whole Greek pantheon. So now you move to the other side of the continent where the Norse gods rule at.
If you don't know what that is, that's like Thor, Loki,
Odin, Loki, Heimdall, Hela, all of those dudes. If you just seen Thor Ragnarok, go f***ing love this game. I'm so hyped because I stood online with my boy, opening night, got this with him, watched him get up to the first boss, then I left. It was amazing. It was amazing. Oh my god, the punches, the movement, the obstacles, everything just looks so real. When you climb, your son jump on your back like a kangaroo, but reverse. Like,
exactly.
Jump on your back. Fucking he'll jump on the enemies and yoke them up.
But there's like, never been a bad God of War game.
Never. And this game is open world, bro. I know dudes who got the game first day and they still at the River of Nine, which is one of the first places you come to in the game because there's so much to do just in that one part. But the map is expansive. I'm getting that. I don't even have a PlayStation 4 right now, but I'm going to get a PlayStation 4 just to get that.
And I just seen Netflix might pick up God of War and make a show out of it.
Don't do that, bro. Never mind. It's Netflix. Netflix been doing it right.
They've been doing pretty
Netflix
good.
Netflix been doing right with the show. So, I feel like God of War, guys. God of War is out. Go pick
April
that up.
April 20th. That is, it's passed.
It came out on 4/20.
Get it.
Go get that. My boy is about to go get that. Beans is about to go get that. It's about to kill that joint. I'm going to get a P4 just so I can get that. And Days Gone, because that sounds awesome.
But you might want to get a PlayStation for the next game I'm about to.
The next game? What's the next game?
Number 3!
Spider-Man!
Spider-Man!
Spider-Man! Does whatever the Spider-Gon.
Spider-Man.
That is Jamaican Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
This is a whole different Spider-Man.
All right,
game.
First of all, before we get into that, Beans, how many Spider-Man games have we played in our lifetime? Personally, I've played 6.
Well, 7 probably.
How many are there?
He's been in 41 games.
41, bro. And they're not all his solo games, but like 20 of them are.
Strong 25 probably. Strong 25.
Spider-Man gets the love, bro. Spider-Man gets the love.
The crazy shit is, bro, the first Spider-Man came out, the first Spider-Man game came out in 1982.
The 80s, bro. One of the first superhero games out in the 80s because that's when it started getting oversaturated with superhero games, Superman, Batman games, and it was all straight, I forget what they call those games that you see one side of the screen to the other side of the screen. But you just move in a linear path the whole time, one straight way. You can jump up, but there's no open world. Yeah, it's 2D. Like, it was a 2D scroller, just straight through. That's the first Spider-Man game I played. But this new Spider-Man, I watched the trailer.
It's pretty good.
Tell them about it, Beans, because I love Spidey.
It's pretty good. And it's a whole different Spider-Man. It's not like Spider-Man 1 Spider-Man 2.
Which was not the best Spider-Man game.
It's not Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, not Andrew Garfield, not none of them. It's a whole different Spider-Man.
It better be Childish Gambino as Miguel O'Hara. What up?
Not yet. You know what I'm saying? But this Spider-Man, it's supposed to be a two-storyline kind of game between Spider-Man himself and Peter Parker.
Ooh, you never get to play as Peter.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Spider-Man 2, you got a Peter Parker costume, if I'm not mistaken.
Say that again?
I think remember the Spider-Man 2 game? Mm-hmm. Best Spider-Man game. I think you could unlock a Peter Parker costume, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you could unlock it.
So that was as close as we got to playing as actual Peter Parker. Right. So I'm pretty excited to play as Peter in his normal life.
Because
people forget that he's a genius. He's a genius. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with that outside of being Spider-Man.
But I think this Spider-Man is not... He's not Peter Parker into college Spider-Man. This is... Like I said, it has nothing to do with the comic books or movie.
Oh, okay. That's
different. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That sounds awesome. I can't wait. There's a bunch of games that... Man, I've been holding off on getting games because... Honestly, Beans, I ain't been impressed with a lot of the games that's been coming out recently. They're too easy. I beat them in like 8 hours and go return it because I'm never going to play it again. I'm just tired of games that aren't hard.
I mean, it's the type of games you play too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's really not enough thought and originality put into most of these games. Yeah. So that's why it's like, okay... I'm gonna play it one time, I'm gonna beat it, and then I don't wanna play no more. You know what I'm saying? That's whack.
So what's number four?
Another zombie game, The Last of Us 2.
Oh yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yes, the first one is amazing.
And the crazy shit is, as soon as like the first one was finished and shit like that, development for the second one started in 2014.
So you know, Naughty Dog is going in.
They started motion for 2014, and they put it out in, like, 2017. That's crazy.
That's illy, bro.
And the same characters is in the game.
Except Joel, because... Rest in peace. Spoiler. Spoiler alert. I just spoiled something for you. By the way, my superpower is to spoil media for people, so I just
that's
want
Black
you guys
Galactus,
to know that.
Guys.
That's my that's only true. Superpower, is to know the ending of everything and spoil it for people. So, what's the next game, Beans? We'll be moving on to the number five.
Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, snap. John Marston, rest in peace.
You know what I'm saying? This game, I know everybody's been waiting for this game.
Hells yeah.
Everybody's been waiting for this game. You know what I'm saying? It's a Western game. Who doesn't like a classic, you know?
Yeah, it's like Grand Theft Auto back in the day.
Exactly.
All I used to do was tie up girls and horses and put them on the train tracks and watch the train run over them. That's all I used to do. I didn't even play the story. I was just stealing.
This the character, right? He's Arthur Morgan, and he was an outlaw, bro.
That's what we do.
Outlaw.
Finally. Outlaws. Does he wear a Yankee Doodle hat?
I don't know.
Then that song was not appropriate.
Hey, I don't care.
So, if you guys don't know, Red Dead Redemption is an open world Western-based game. I don't know why you don't know this, but it's literally from Rockstar, right?
Yeah, Rockstar.
They make Grand Theft Auto. They make Max Payne. Come on, Rockstar doesn't do wrong a lot of the time, bro. So it's Grand Theft Auto in the OS, bro, in the OS. Mm-hmm. And this one, I read in the Game Informer that they're putting like steam cars and stuff in it. So it's going to be a little more than just horses. Yeah, it's like going away from like the outlaws and into the industrial age. So it's like an end of an era kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that because I beat the first one so many times.
Finax.
Only reason I beat it so many times is because I honestly thought that I could kill every single one of those people who was trying to kill me as John Marston. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could draw fast enough to hit all of y'all. I don't care if I only got 5 bullets. There's some way I can break this game to hit all of y'all. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't save him. What's the next game, Beans? I couldn't save John Marston.
The next game?
Okay. Do you have one more, or was it just your top five right now?
Yeah, my top
five. All right, that was Bean's top five. Let's just run through them one more time. Number one.
Days Gone.
Number two.
God of War.
Number three.
It was Spider-Man.
Number four.
Last of Us.
And number five.
Red Dead.
Those are Beans' top five games upcoming or just came out. God of War. Go get that. Definitely check those games out. This guy doesn't play whack games. Trust me, I know. We've been hanging out. We've been gods together for as long as we can remember.
20 plus years.
Yeah, just clashing. That's why it's Clash of the Titans. We've been out here doing this, bro. So, trust this man's word on that. He got you. Go get those games.
Or you just don't like gaming.
Yeah, you know. So, top five, that was Beans. Now, yeah. Frickin' comic books, guys. This is like, hard because I read a lot of comic books. So to pick five of them to talk about that could help introduce you to like the Marvel and DC landscape is really hard, bro. So difficult.
You gotta do your Black Galactus. You should know this.
But it's because I know so much that it's just like, what do I give you that, you know, can benefit you? Humanity, you know, because I'm not one of you.
Right.
So I came up with a way to get you into comic books today. If you want to read some comics from today without having to know anything about what happened before the moment you read that comic book, you should definitely check out these comic books because they are revamping each universe again. DC just got its own Hulk in this revamp, and this nigga named Damage is crazy.
Damage.
So yes, it's crazy, man. There's so much stuff going on right now. Like Dark Knight Metal just ended. Batman White Knight just began. One of the comics I'm going to talk to you about. But there's so much stuff as far as Marvel goes. If you like Marvel, because of Infinity War, Infinity Countdown comic book just had like this is like the third time they're doing Infinity Countdown, bro.
Right.
There's so many Infinity Wars. They don't have Adam Warlock, which is going to be crazy. I want to see how the MCU is going to pull this off without Adam Warlock because he's a really big part of that fight.
Right.
He's the only reason they beat Thanos. So how are they going to do that? I got to see because they ain't disappointed so far. I've liked for the past like 3 years, 4 years, besides the first Thor, they really haven't disappointed me much. The second one I liked, and Ragnarok I liked. But the first one I wasn't a fan of. That's the only Marvel movie in this new MCU that I didn't like, right? But to the comics, Infinity Countdown. That is like a must read if you're just getting into comic books right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know anything about the Infinity saga and whatnot, this is like the fourth time they're doing Infinity. So, it's like, if you don't want to go back and see the originals, that's cool. Because this new Infinity Countdown stars all of the new, like, they made adaptations of the MCU versions of the heroes and put them into the comic books.
Okay.
So, the Hawkeye from the movie is in the comic book.
Oh.
The Tony Stark, like, funny Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. Tony Stark is in the comic books now.
Wow.
So they did it like that. Like even Wolverine, since Hugh Jackman has been playing him, looks more and more like Hugh Jackman the more they draw Wolverine. So it's like they're adapting all of these movies into the comics so people who are like, huh, I wonder what they're doing in the comic books right now for the MCU. Let me go check that out. You can see it and it's exactly the same. You're like, huh. It's not too different. It's like back in the day, you see Hulk. He was like super muscly. And sometimes they had Joe Fixit, which was like Gray Hulk. And then they had, you know, Professor Hulk, which was Hulk with like Banner's intelligence who wore glasses and stuff like that. Then they had like Maestro, which is like Hulk from the... So they're now adapting these new things to draw in the younger kids.
That's pretty smart, though.
Yeah. And Infinity Countdown is going to do that. They're showing pretty much... Everything that happens in between the movies, you can find in the comic book. So everything that led up to the new movie, if you watch Thor 1, there was a comic book going on that was like the middle part before you got to Thor 2. That's when everything changed and people were different and certain characters weren't there. That explains why they weren't there. Stuff like that. So, yeah, Deadpool's in this Infinity Countdown.
That should be fun.
I don't know if he's going to be in the Infinity War movie because he wasn't in Infinity War. Like, he has his own story where he prevented all of that stuff. So, he's like, he was there, but he was the main one doing everything. It's just because it's Deadpool, they don't give him credit for it. So, he's not an Avenger. So, on those fights, Deadpool don't get credit. But he's always in the background. He's always there. Like, his stories cover that. But if you're looking at new movies like Guardians of the Galaxy, those Guardians of the Galaxy characters are going to be in Infinity Countdown, the comic book. You know, all of the lead up, everything that you feel like you're missing out on, what's happening with Black Panther and Bucky and stuff like that. They're putting those into comic books. So definitely go check that out if you're following the MCU and you want to get into comic books, because it'll tell you the between the movie parts, and I feel like that's important because when you come back to the movie, there's certain characters that are missing and whatnot, and they don't really explain why they're gone, or they just say like they're on a mission right now. But in the comic, you can see what they're doing. So, Infinity Countdown, dopeness. Go see that. That's on the Marvel side. DC right now, Nightwing is killing it. Not even gonna lie to you. He's back in Bloodhaven. For those of you who've never read Nightwing, he's got his own city. He doesn't chill in Gotham anymore. Like, he only comes through when a family event is going on, like the Joker's doing something stupid and all hands on deck type stuff. Like, Jason Todd even has his own little place now. Like, they got their own... I'm not going to get into that. It's too much. It's Jason Todd and the Trinity. They're crazy. But Nightwing right now, he's back in Bloodhaven. If you weren't reading Nightwing recently, he was a big part of the Bat-Metal that just passed. It was a big Batman event that just engulfed everybody. Superman was in it. Wonder Woman got in it. The Flash. All of them had tie-ins. It was crazy. It's like...
Damn, what was that?
It was the negative, the dark multiverse. Like, we always see all of these worlds and different universes, but... there's a flip side to that that nobody knew about except Hawkman, Connor Hall. Okay. Like, he was the only person who knew because he's immortal. He's been alive since the dawn of man. And he just keeps coming back every age as a new person with his wife, you know, Hawk Girl. And he was researching this. You ever heard of Nth Metal?
Nah.
Nth Metal is this magic metal in the DC universe, and no one knows where it comes from. And... It can give people powers. It's kind of like vibranium, but like on a way higher level. Yeah. So that is taken, like, since the dawn of man, no one's figured out what it does or where it came from. But Connor Hall figured it out, and Batman picked up his trail, because in the original Dawn of Man, there was the Bat Tribe, the Hawk Tribe, and the Bear Tribe. And the Bat Tribe was this evil tribe that had to, tried to wipe all of them out. And how that started was way back when DC first revamped their whole universe. Infinity Countdown. Crisis on Infinite Earths, I mean. Batman got shot by Darkseid with the Omega Beams. And usually that kills anybody it hits. And it looked like Batman died, but he got sent back to the beginning of time to live from the beginning of time to the end of time and build up energy. To where when he got back to his universe, he would blow up and destroy everything. And Darkseid would get the anti-life equation. But Batman went through all of that. And to keep his sanity and remember who he was every time he switched lives, his past lives, he would draw bat symbols everywhere he went. But he didn't know when he got sent back in time that it opened up a little whisper to the dark multiverse that this god named Barbados heard. It's like the bat god. And... he pretty much makes Nightmare Batman. He's from a world where every bad scenario where Batman could have turned evil actually happened. And all of those people actually exist. Like, all of the nightmares Batman and Superman and all of them have about what if I did this? That's, those are actual worlds where they actually did do that. Like where Batman kills Wonder Woman and becomes the new God of War called the Merciless. Or Batman straps Barry Allen like the Flash to the front of the Batmobile and drives him into the Speed Force to merge with him and become the Red Death. Like, there are so many different Batmen out there. Like the Batman Who Laughs, who killed the Joker, and then the Joker had this toxin in his blood that whoever killed him would become him. So it's Batman and the Joker as one person. And it is, it's so many Batman, bro. A Batman that can turn into Doomsday at will and killed Superman. Like, killed his whole universe, turned them all into Doomsdays and had them kill each other. Like, Batman is so evil in those universes, so that's what was happening with Nth Metal. And now Nightwing is just getting over that. He's back in Bloodhaven. He's doing his thing. Nightwing always has great comic books, bro. They're funny. Sometimes they get serious. The Court of Owls is just got a whole new thing because they thought they would destroy, but they're not. They never die, blah, blah, blah. Just keep coming back. So Nightwing, go get that. That's what's happening in DC. All of that was going to relate to everything I'm talking about anyway. So, because the next one is Injustice 2. If you have the game, you definitely want to read the Injustice comic books. Injustice, from year 1 to year 5, explains what happened that led up to the video game. And 2 is the exact same thing. Everything that led up to what's happening in the Injustice 2 video game. Why the Teen Titans wasn't there. Why Ares is there now and stuff like that. Like, it explains all that stuff. And it's crazy, bro. Superman as a complete bad guy.
How comic books and video games can just merge into one.
Exactly. Like, exactly, bro. And
so amazing.
Yo, it doesn't stop with Injustice. Like, I'm about to just name some comic books that y'all probably didn't even know existed from movies. There's a Predator comic book.
What?
There's, like, you remember the last Predators movie?
Yeah.
There's a comic book that picks up right after that movie ends.
Really?
Right after, where, I forget his name, the main character, where him and the girl are still living on the planet trying to get off, and they're cool with another Predator.
So Adrian Brody?
Yeah, Adrian Brody's character is in a comic book now, and it's still ongoing, so it's like that. Who else has a comic book? Yeah, I probably know Suicide Squad was already a comic book, but they're getting a lot more buzz nowadays because they keep adding new members and stuff, but
I believe it.
Frickin', who else has a comic? Batman just teamed up with the Ninja Turtles. Who else has a comic book? Judge Dredd. Bunch of people, bro.
Judge Dredd, wow.
Like, Alien. The Alien Covenant with the new blue niggas. And that's a comic
Prometheus.
Book. Like, bro, yeah, the Prometheus type shit. That Prometheus is a comic book.
Wow.
Like, bro, there's so many movie adaptations that turned into comic books that came original, like Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan, that's the new thing that's happening now, the Doomsday Clock. Dr. Manhattan and the Watchmen universe are finally meeting Batman and them. Like, new Rorschach ran into, like, Batman and shit. Nigga locked him in Arkham Asylum. Like, you are really insane. You belong here. Like, it's getting real, bro. Dr. Manhattan apparently took a chunk of the DC Universe's memory, and now people are starting to get their memory back. He's been abducting people. This nigga is strong enough to take Mr. Mixopidolet. The nigga from Superman, who's a fifth dimensional being who just pop up and start fucking with Superman for a day, that nigga was one of the most powerful beings in the DC universe. He's a fifth dimensional being. He's two dimensions higher than Superman, so he can do shit Superman can't even fathom. Bro, that nigga plucked him from his little fifth dimension and put him in a cage. Dr. Manhattan is real, bro. That dude is killing stuff. And it's Dr. Manhattan now realizing there's other people out there with powers like he has that can warp reality, that can bend space and time and stuff. And so he's, like, interested now. Before, he lost interest in humanity. It's leading to something, bro. Like, the Flash just escaped. Like, Bart Allen Flash, not Barry Allen, Bart Allen, the other Flash. He just ran out and escaped, and nobody remembered him until he touched them and they got their memories back. Like, wait, Kid Flash? Like, no, he wiped them out of existence, bro. This dude's illy. Yo, if you're not reading comic books right now, so much cool stuff is happening. They just started a new Constantine comic book, bro. Oh my god. Shit is just so much. Wonder Woman's awesome right now. Like, this God of War Wonder Woman just killing shit. Like, she's a beast, bro. Fucking Supergirl is great right now. As far as Marvel goes, Captain America is good right now. Miss Marvel is actually doing pretty well right now. Guardians of the Galaxy is doing awesome right now. There's a lot of comic books coming up from out of nowhere. X-Men Gold, like, X-Men are getting a resurgence after they just got killed off by the Inhumans, but no one likes the Inhumans, so they have to redo that. Get them the fuck out of here. Like, who's Black Bolt? Who is Medusa? Like, Karnak, go somewhere. You know the answer to, like, how to break down everything? Break down why nobody liked the Inhumans, dog. Like, y'all not taking the X-Men spot. And I'm not even... Ask this dude. I hate the X-Men.
What it is,
I hate the X-Men, but
I'm not gonna lie,
bro. The Inhumans suck.
It was hot,
suck.
Though. It was hot.
What?
Inhumans. It was hot.
Mm-mm. They're bootleg X-Men, bro.
So wait, I'm gonna tell you why it was hot. It was hot garbage. Mm-hmm. Baby.
About to say.
Right?
I don't know what you're talking about. But
no bueno. Get it out of here, bro.
I don't like the Inhumans. Pack it up. Like, okay, the thing with the Inhumans is, they're not mutants. They are basic DC and Marvel history lesson. This is the Marvel side. In the original creation of everything, there were three species of thing out there. The Celestials, the Deviants, and the Eternals. The Deviants are like the Skrulls and all of them ugly looking niggas. Like the Mole Men are Deviants, all of the... Everybody who physically manifests powers that actually take over their physical appearance, they're like a deviant. Eternals are like people like Adam Warlock, you know, stuff like perfect beings, like us. We were them. And the thing is, the Inhumans are a form of Celestials that they did an experiment on around the time humanity was created, because they were supposed to infiltrate and take over humanity. But they didn't want to do that, so they didn't do that. And they just stayed on the Tillen, which is their planet in the sky. And that's the Inhumans.
Right.
But nobody likes them. Their stories don't sell. Their characters are nowhere near as cool. Like, I'm not an X-Men fan, but I'd rather read a Beast comic book than hear about Medusa. Like... Beast is not going to get no solo series anytime soon, but if he did, I'd read that over, like, Black Bolt. This nigga can't even talk because his voice is, like, his weapon. He can't even talk, so Medusa got to go everywhere and talk for him. Like, that's whack, bro. Like, get out of here.
Right.
But, yo, The Punisher, crazy, right now. Go read The Punisher right now. If you're not reading The Punisher, I'll smack you. Straight up. The Punisher is always great.
Hot fire, alright,
so the comic books, another Marvel comic book for newbies, Marvel Universe, which is like their whole new revamp after this last event that just happened, Secret Invasion, I think it was called. It was with Hydra Captain America.
Where
the Red Skull had a Hydra Captain America, and Hydra Captain America took over the world for a while. And now everything is revamped again, and Doom is Iron Man, and this bunch of weird shit happening. It's awesome, though. Like, a good Doom, like Dr. Doom is good right now, and Reed Richards
That's
is
Iron
bad.
Iron Man?
And it's good because Doom is like, alright. Doom is good and Reed Richards is bad, because it's ultimate Reed Richards from the Ultimate Universe, and he became I forget the moniker he goes by now, but he wears like this weird helmet and he has a weird name, and that Reed Richards brought back his mother from hell, and his mother, he's been trying to resurrect his mother. That's his whole story. Doom's whole story is just trying to get his mother out of hell. Like, that's why he does all the shit he does, so he can get strong enough to go fight. I think it's either every 10 years or every 7 years he has to go to hell and fight Mephisto and his demons for his mother's soul. And so he's constantly been just trying to get stronger and stronger to do that. Doctor Strange helped him do it once. but because he betrayed Doctor Strange and Doctor Strange got, you know, taken over by Mephisto and we lost the Sorcerer Supreme, his mother was like, nah, I'd rather die than go back with you and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I'd rather stay here.
So she had to choose?
No, she just saw, like, he was like, I did all of this for you. And he was like, if that's the man you became for me, then I'd rather just stay here. Like,
damn.
It was crazy. And that's when Doom stopped really tripping and saved the universe and became God Doom. But all of that's gone now. Now he's a good guy. And he's trying to make amends for all of the stuff he did. But people don't believe him because it's Doom. So he don't really... The cool part about it is, though, he don't care. Like, he's gonna show up and do good, and if you get mad at him, like, you can't be here, he'll just teleport and leave. Like, he's not even gonna argue with you. I came and did what I had to do, I'm leaving. Like, that's it. He only argues with people when they try to fight him. And it's Doom in an Iron Man suit, bro. It's Doom. He's a master of technology and magic. He's the perfect Iron Man. This should be a recurring thing. I think they stopped it because Riri Williams, and there were like three people training to be Iron Man at the moment because Tony Stark is like in a coma or whatever. And I think Doom was the best out of all of them, so they should just keep that going for the new people because they taking Doom out of a lot of stuff. He's not in the new Marvel game. He's not like, come on, bro. They're trying to erase Doom. So if you got to get introduced to Doom... If you're going to get introduced to Doom, either be original Doom, like, I'm a dictator, fuck what you're talking about, this is my law, my way, this Doom is everything, or show them this new good Doom that's trying to be good, like, he's really trying hard, where it stopped at, and it was just awesome, bro, and I hope they continue that storyline. You can also read Venomized, which is just... The symbiotes, they're called the Clintar. The symbiote that got Spider-Man, they're called Clintars. They're not just called symbiotes. That's what we call them here because we didn't know what they were called. But they're a race of parasites that are looking for the perfect host to become the perfect being and do the most good. But when they attach to bad people, they turn bad.
What?
Yeah, but they're originally good parasites.
That's fucking amazing.
Right? So now there's they're coming and invading the planet and turning everybody into their versions of Venoms and Carnages. Like, there's a Venom Thor. It's this whole own universe. It's crazy. Like, there's a lot of stupid, weird shit happening over there right now.
For real?
It's awesome. Well, read that, bro. Venomized.
Yo, I'm gonna look into that.
That's crazy. But the last thing I'm gonna tell you about, since I talked about White Knight and all of that, Superman finally is doing really well. Action Comics are doing very, like, the Superman comic book is Superman Action Comics. It's just like old school Superman. He put the underwear back over the pants. He put the underwear back over the pants, people. The original Superman is back. I don't really like you, Superman. Like, yeah, he's kind of a dick sometimes, then sometimes he's really good. Like, no, it's pure good Superman is back. And his father came back. He's about to meet Dr. Manhattan. All of that, bro. Like, Superman's going through a lot of crazy shit right now. His son, him, it's like, all right, the Superman from our universe that we're reading died. But before he died, another Superman from Earth 2, before it got destroyed, came to our Earth and was living under the radar. Like, nobody knew he was there. But during Darkseid War, when all that crazy stuff was happening, he popped up to help Justice League. So there were two Supermen. Our Superman died, he took up the role of Superman. So it's Superman from the universe before he got all morally gray. Like, I will kill you on some Zod shit, but no, it's Superman. And he's going through a lot of awesome stuff right now. His son, oh my God, Jonathan Kent is awesome. His son is not super, like, it's not the Superboy y'all know. It's not Connor. This is Jonathan. Like, this is a whole new Superman. This is John Kent.
They don't know about that yet.
He's nice, bro. He's nasty. So go read that, bro. You get to watch him in the Teen Titans with Damian, Batman's son, and their best friends. They have their own comic book with them two, Superboy and Robin. It's freaking awesome. Even Batwoman has a pretty good comic book. Like, I don't think she has a new one for this new revamp, but her one for the last one that just passed, it was really good. Jason Todd killing the Red Hood. He's got his own team now, Bizarro and Artemis.
Ooh.
It's crazy. crazy, bro. They're badass.
They're not ready for that.
They're badass. Deathstroke is getting his comic again, so Deathstroke comics are always really cool, so look out for that. That's coming soon. Swamp Thing is back out. There's so much stuff out. They're coming out with a new Spawn. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming, bro. There's not enough time for me to talk about everything, but if you're really getting into these, like, comic book movies, go check out a lot of these comic books. Like, there's a bunch of comic book service apps that are really cheap. Or you can find the scans online, just like you read manga scans and stuff online. You can read comic books the same way. You can find it, bro. Look those comics up, because you won't regret looking up the Bat-Metal. The newest Batman event that just went on will make you start reading Batman comic books again. Like, shit is amazing. It was the best comic book I've read in years. So, definitely go check those out. And that's all I got for comic books, because I can go on forever and ever and ever and ever.
It's real, bro.
So,
I remember we were talking, right? And I was saying about God of War.
I was talking about God of War.
And then I would say, can you compare a comic book to God of War?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman. She does stuff that Kratos does.
Really?
She's a beast, bro. She's a beast. And Wonder Woman, after she had to kill Ares and, like, forcefully become the God of War, otherwise somebody worse would have became the God of War. Because Ares in Wonder Woman's comic books, Ares is like this old dude who, he's not the Ares from Injustice and stuff like that. It's like this old dude who raised Wonder Woman and taught her to fight sometimes and stuff. They're cool. She had to kill him because her Zeus's firstborn came back, and this nigga was like unstoppable, bro. Like, he killed everybody except Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman whooped his ass. So she don't sleep on Wonder Woman, bro. She does Kratos style shit in her comic books. Fight monsters, giant monsters and stuff, like gods with Superman and stuff. Like, just read Injustice. Just if you want to see some raw Wonder Woman shit, read Injustice. The type of shit she do with Superman, like. Injustice 2 Wonder Woman is not regular Wonder Woman. She has a whole different origin that people didn't know about until it came out recently. It's crazy. She's not Wonder Woman that believes in the peace and all that. No, this is war Wonder Woman. All I want to do is fight, bro. Like, I don't trust nobody except Superman. Everybody else can die. Like, you're bugging, bro. So go check those out. Yeah, so that's Wonder Woman and everything else. Just do it. Read comic books. You read manga and you watch anime. Read American comic books too. Japan ain't the only one with some hot shit now.
Right.
We got some hot shit out here. Alright?
We stepping that shit up.
We stepping it up out here. So stop sleeping on American, like, nerd cinema, bro. We got some good comics too. So yeah, that's that for the comics and the video games, I guess. Yeah, so that's it for the comic books. Beans, he had the video games.
Yep.
It was a good episode, bro. That was a really informative episode. I felt like I went too far with the comics, though. Once you get me started, I just don't stop, bro. I love comic books so much.
We need that. You're like, when it comes to comic books, bro, you're like Professor X.
I wish. Wait.
Professor X, Galactus, you know, Silver Surfer.
I'm telling you, man, I live this
Illuminati
shit.
Illuminati. You know what I'm saying?
I live these comic books.
Shit,
and
crazy,
you know, it's not just comics. I know a lot about movies and all of this stuff wraps together. Philosophy, sociology, like metaphysics, all of this stuff is in comic books and in movies, and I study all of everything I can. I don't care what it is. Put me on. I'll study anything. As long as it's interesting to me, I will study it, learn about it, talk to people about it, get people interested. And if not, just inform you about it.
So, remember, we were talking two, 3 days ago?
Yeah.
And we breaking down what God of War really is. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the people really heard that, bro.
God of War is crazy.
I don't think they heard it.
God of War has some crazy symbolism, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, God of War, I mean, Kratos himself was willpower.
Like, yeah. Like,
that's the reason he killed Zeus or something.
The hope and will of humanity to keep changing, keep evolving, not be set in a destiny. Like, the whole point behind Kratos is not believing in destiny, changing your fate, taking control of your life. Like, praying to the gods ain't gonna help you. It didn't help none of the people in God of War when Kratos was killing the shit out of them. Hera, help me! Zeus, help! Nobody came to help you. Nobody's gonna help you but you, bro. And if you feel like the gods forsake you, then you go on that tirade, bro. You just show them why you shouldn't look down on a nigga like me. What I'm capable of. Is Kratos is just like the embodiment of human potential. There's nothing you can do. Like, as long as you have enough willpower, there is nothing you can accomplish at all. As long as you have enough willpower. On some Hal Jordan Green Lantern shit. Willpower. That is what drives humanity. Even if it's evil, good, evil, whatever your intentions are, if you have enough will behind yourself, there's no way to stop you from manifesting that into reality. And what did fucking Kratos keep saying the whole game? I am going to kill Zeus. It's not if I can kill. No, I am going to kill Zeus. Nothing is going to stop me from killing Zeus. Feel me?
Shit.
You speak it. You put the action behind it. You manifest it. That is Kratos, bro. Niggas betrayed him. He did everything he felt like was right. He lived his life the way he felt was right. The way he felt was just. And he got nowhere.
Right.
Until he really had the drive. Like, they took everything from him. And he really had the willpower and the drive to just kill everything. That's what he set his mind on. Kratos could have set his mind at that moment when they took everything to becoming the greatest philosopher there ever was. And then we'd be talking to, like, God Kratos, who just observes all of humanity or some shit.
Right.
Could have took that anywhere, but he put that into rage toward the gods and killing them.
Mm.
That's why when he opened Pandora's box, nothing was in there. Because you already had it. And he realized that at the end, I gave them a chance. That's it. No more destiny. No more book with everybody's shit written in it. Throw the whole script out. Start over. Your life is in your hands. You can still, it's not, don't believe in God. Don't, you know, it's none of that. I personally believe in something up there. I don't give it a name, but there's something that created all of this stuff.
Right.
And that wakes people up in the morning and, you know, all of that. But just worshiping that thing and praying to that thing is not going to get you nowhere. You got to find that fire in you to just keep pushing forward all the time, no matter what.
Right.
They threw everything at Kratos. They threw him into Hades. Nigga, the god of the dead could not stop that man. He climbed out of hell because he was determined to not die. I'm not dying until I get to Zeus. Then I could die. Then I don't care after that. That's what my goal is right now. So set your mind on something and rush toward that shit, bro. No matter what obstacles in your way, just keep pushing through that shit. That's how I see Kratos. I'm not going to say that's what the creators intended, whatever, but that's what I see when I look at the story of Kratos.
You know what my situation is, health-wise and shit. I push through that shit, bro. That's all you can do in life.
All you got to do. Keep pushing, bro.
Shit is real, bro.
So I feel like that's what Kratos is. He's just the manifestation of willpower. There's nothing you can't do with willpower. It's like Hal Jordan. And the Green Lanterns. That's their whole thing. It's like willpower overcomes everything. Anger, fear, all of that, bro. It's stronger.
But before, you know, you didn't get into White Knight, bro.
I didn't. White Knight, I'm going to do that real fast. White Knight is the Joker becoming Batman. Plain and simple. Like, not in no crazy way. He really does Batman stuff. Save people. He's got gadgets. He's... And the people like the Joker more. Wait, and it's what? Crazy funny, bro, how the roles just switch and Batman is fighting back for his spot.
How did that happen?
I'm not even... Just read it. Just read it, bro.
Wait.
Just read the opening page and it's just going to explain everything. Like, it's not something you have to read any other Batman to understand. This is his own story. It's just a Batman story. It's hilarious. But it's great because you get to see what happens when you cure the Joker of his insanity.
Wow.
It's crazy, bro.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. Like, they've done this story like 4 times before, like, made the Joker sane. But it's always like temporary. In this case, it's permanent. Like, this Joker is permanently sane. There's 3 Jokers in the DC universe right now, by the way. When Batman became the God of Knowledge, he asked who's the Joker, and it showed 3 of him. So there are 3 different Jokers.
Damn.
This is crazy. So, not gonna get into that, but this is one of those Jokers. This is one of those Jokers. So, go read Batman White Knight. And me and Beans have been podcasting now for a while. But I think we hit the limit. What is it? We got 45 now. We should be. So, I think we're gonna sign off now.
Yeah.
I'm Black Galactus.
I'm Beans, man.
And this was Clash of the Titans. We still don't have a name for this episode yet.
You definitely don't.
But we're going to have another episode coming next week. So look out for that. And it might not have a name either until we think of one and write it in the description. Because names are hard. So we're out of here, guys.
Peace.
Deuces, son.